USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Former teen running sensation Mary Kane has slammed the Nike Oregon Project and Nike in a story and video appearing on the New York Times website. Kane was a member of the Oregon Project from 2013 through 2016. She joined the group while still a teenager and continued to train in Portland through her freshman year of college.
I joined Nike because I wanted to be the best female athlete ever. I was emotionally and physically abused by a system designed by Alberto and endorsed by Nike.
She alleges that she was constantly told to lose weight and told she needed to get on birth control and take diuretics to regulate her body weight. She says the Oregon Project and coach Alberto Salazar were representatives of the win-at-all-cost attitude of Nike. Nike disbanded the Oregon Project last month after Salazar was banned for 4 years for violating anti-doping rules by the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've been telling you for quite some time how MyPillow has given me the best sleep I've ever had with my MyPillow Deluxe Pillow. Well, now, through the Radio Listener Special, there's a lot of things you can save through the MyPillow Radio Listener Special, but the best deal now is a buy one, get one free offer on the Deluxe MyPillow Premium Pillows. Pick up a MyPillow right now, and yourself and a loved one. Best way to do it. And guess what? We've talked about the 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee, but orders placed between October 15th and December 25th will have their 60-day money-back guarantee extended through March 1st, 2020. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 for the buy one, get one free special. Two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one with that extended warranty. Do it now.
A car bomb exploded this morning in a northern Syrian town controlled by Turkey-backed fighters, killing at least 18 people, wounding several others. Northern Syria has been hit by several explosions that have killed and wounded scores of people over the last month since Turkey began a military operation against Kurdish fighters in the wake of President Donald Trump's decision to pull the bulk of American troops out of northern Syria. No one has yet claimed responsibility for the attack. Elizabeth Warren announced that she would expand public health insurance during the first 100 days in office, but would not push for a passage of Medicare for All until the third year of her presidency. The Massachusetts Democratic senator released a health care transition plan that first vows to build on existing programs, including the Obama administration's Affordable Care Act. Warren says then she'll work with Congress to pass pieces of a universal coverage proposal more gradually, with the whole thing being ready no later than her third year in office. Listen online anytime at usaradio.com.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
Bolivia's political crisis has turned deadly once again as security forces opened fire on supporters of Evo Morales. Officials said that at least 8 people have died and dozens injured over the last 2 days in an incident that threatens the interim government's effort to restore stability following the resignation of the former president. Most of the dead and injured have been shot, according to Gualdeberto Lara, the director of the town's hospital. He said it was the worst violence he's ever seen in his 30-year career. At least 13 other people had died during the previous 2 weeks of protests against Morales before his departure. UN Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet issued a statement calling the deaths an extremely dangerous development. Bill Russell finally accepted his Basketball Hall of Fame ring. The 11-time NBA champion, 5-time MVP, Olympic gold medalist, and 2-time NCAA champ said on Twitter that he was presented with his Hall of Fame ring in a private ceremony. The 85-year-old Boston Celtics great did not attend the induction ceremony back in 1975. He said he didn't deserve to be the first black player inducted, tweeting, "I felt others before me should have that honor." He specifically mentions Chuck Cooper, who in 1950 was the first African-American player drafted by the NBA and who was inducted this year. Russell said the ceremony was attended by his wife and close friends and Hall of Famers Bill Walton, Ann Myers, and Alonzo Mourning. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.